As President Trump has talked about his decision to send the National Guard to Portland, Oregon, he has called the city war-ravaged and said troops are there to end the, quote, radical left's reign of terror. Lauren Dake from Oregon Public Broadcasting reports from the city, where officials and residents say that is not the reality on the ground.
On Tuesday, Margaret Wilson watched her granddaughter play on the monkey bars at a local Portland, Oregon elementary school. The two were then going to do their normal after-school activities.
We do arts and crafts and cooking. We're baking biscuits. I've made chicken soup.
Wilson's husband and sons served in the military. She says the president's description of the city is not her experience.
Portland, Oregon, where it looks like a war zone. And I get a call from the liberal governor. Sir, please don't come in. We don't need you. I said, well, unless they're playing false tapes, this looked like World War II. Your place is burning down.
It's not clear what tapes the president has seen. NPR reached out to the White House for clarification. They responded by email and did not specify, but said that protesters outside an ICE facility in Portland had been charged with arson and assaulting police officers this summer. They described the activity as radical violence. The Portland Police Bureau characterizes the protests differently. Over the past couple of months, there have been some confrontational protests outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. But typically, says Portland's police chief Bob Day, they have largely been nonviolent and contained.
City of Portland is about 145 square miles. This is one city block. And even the events that are happening down there do not rise to the level of attention that they are receiving.
Some people, including Oregon's Governor Tina Kotek, have wondered whether the president has confused footage from the 2020 protests that rocked the city for months after the murder of George Floyd with what's happening now. During that time, it was a regular battle scene between hundreds of protesters and authorities who often used tear gas. Today, Portland does have real problems. There's an affordable housing crisis, and many people are unhoused. But its violent crime rate is down. And Governor Tina Kotek said on social media, military intervention isn't required.
Portland is not war ravaged. There's no insurrection. There's no threat to national security, and there's no need for military troops.
In the wake of the president's announcement that he was sending the National Guard, Portland resident Heather Gray's phone blew up with text messages. Friends were wondering if she was okay. Her southeast Portland neighborhood was quiet, so on Tuesday, she drove around the city.
Are we here protesting today?
In the evening, close to 7 p.m., she ended up in front of the ICE building, where NPR talked to her.
I work with a bunch of people around the country, and they were thinking that Portland has this crazy fires and stuff going on. So I was like, I'm going to take some video because it's not happening.
There were probably 24 people outside the immigration building. Some were holding signs urging people to honk if they wanted to abolish ICE. There was a lot of honking, but not a lot else. Some Oregon Republicans, including U.S. Secretary of Labor Lori Chavez DeRemer, praised Trump's decision. The former Oregon congresswoman had urged the president to intervene in the city weeks ago.
I hope you will come to Portland, Oregon, and crack down.
The Oregon Department of Justice filed a temporary restraining order asking a federal judge to block the deployment. A hearing on that order has been scheduled for Friday. For NPR, I'm Lauren Dake in Portland.